So now I finished the episode, and my first thought was, whatever made me think Stacey was going to say yes to Izzy? Like, I was thinking about it, and I'm like, no, of course she's not. What convinced me that she might say yes? This woman is extremely pragmatic and snobby, and she likes nice things.
She's a princess.
Yes. And what made me think that this woman would be sold on the fairy tale of Love is Blind?
You were Chris Colland.
I was Chris Colland.
That's
he
what
got me in my colon.
That's what Love is Blind does, y'all. You and get Chris Colland.
The way to your heart is through your colon. I've heard.
You've heard and you felt.
Yeah. But no, did you have that moment? You're like, of course she was going to say no.
Yes.
She's been telling us the whole season.
I don't even remember what we already predicted, but I think I said Stacey might say no. And you said,
yeah,
but
I think I said she might say yes.
I think
I
you
don't
did.
Know. I can't remember.
But either way, though, I was still, even though I had my doubts, when she still started to talk, I went, and I was shocked. Like, and then
I know
it's like, and why was I shocked?
And I had a moment. I was like, no. When do you think she knew she would say no? When was the moment? Because I've been thinking about this ever since I watched the episode too.
Because y'all, love might be blind, but a credit score isn't. This is season five.
And your wallet ain't either.
Your wallet ain't either. Y'all, this is season five, episode 10, The Weddings of Love is Blind.
It's called Big, Big Love, when it was really just the whole season was big, big cringe. Fuck. This is definitely the worst season we've had. I think I can say that now.
I'm going to say, I think, okay, so the you said you hated season two because you went on a very long rant about the editing and the failure of story. And so in looking
at least it was more interesting.
But I agree. I was going to say, because I know you went on, I feel like this stayed more true to the editing and storyline. It wasn't about fake outs, but it was way more interesting. But again, I think this would have been, again, even at the end, we've never had a Love is Blind where let's have the people that didn't get married and left four episodes ago talk at the end of it. But we had to, because there was only two people that got married. Well, really three, but they were lying the whole time.
Right.
So they had to edit them out.
I think the idea of asking all of what Bad TV calls the barbecue friends, because everyone became barbecue friends at the end.
They did become barbecue friends.
Everyone became a barbecue friend who didn't get married.
Y'all remember Dylan and Patrick said that. It's so true.
Yeah. And so now we have to go back to them. And I was like, when Chris's face, I was like, who?
Who? Yes. Who's that? Who's that child?
Who is that? Who is that Costco version of a Disney prince? If I squint nicely,
I'm sure
he's perfectly lovely.
Sure,
but
he's perfectly lovely. If I don't think the reunion is going to be good.
I see what they have to talk about.
I think it's going to be very, I don't think I'm going to like it, because I think it's going to be really messy, and it's going to be all this.
Like the rest of the season.
Well, it's going to be, they didn't have really enough content to talk about what happened in the season. So it's all going to be what happened on social media, what
yes.
happened after the pods, outside of the pods. I mean, that's the way I feel. If they're going to have a reunion
what?
At all.
Who said yes. this? Who said this to so-and-so?
Which I hate those type of reunions and tell-alls on 90 Day, but I think that's what we're going to get.
Who knows? You didn't answer my question, though. When do you think Stacey said no? When do you know?